Hornschuch Allee 11, Moses Moritz Zeiler, and a tragic accident at the Annafest. Moses Moritz Zeiler was a dealer in textiles and fabrics. His home and business was on Badsteg, within sight of the synagogue. A respected merchant, he was granted the honour of being admitted to the Royal Privileged Shooting Society. Unfortunately, there was a tragic accident at the annual shooting competition at the Annafest in 1844. A young scoring assistant left his cover too early and was hit by a shot that Zeiler had fired. He died of the wound. An angry mob gathered at Zeiler's house. The local militia quickly appeared and formed up to protect the Jewish merchant and his family. In 2022, these dramatic events inspired a theatre production by Stadttheater Forchheim, an amateur theatre group. Kati Traub remembers.
And even today, I clearly remember meeting people on the canal towpath from whom it was apparent to me that something awful must have happened. The odd snatch of a word. The Jew. The accident. I had a premonition that something must have happened to my father. My uncle said, "You're not going. Your father has shot Stocker." This was the scorer of the shooting competition. I don't remember anymore how I got home with my uncle, but the fact that I found my parents in their bedroom surrounded by all my brothers and sisters in total despair remains in my memory as though it were only yesterday. While my uncle and Aunt Hesla, together with their son, Joseph, were quickly trying to remove all the valuables from the shop, the mob led by a shoemaker who was called the Parisian because he had been in France at some time of the revolution brought the body to the front of the house and wanted to bring it in. As soon as I realized this, I quickly locked the front door. Fortunately, the membership of the shooting club comprised only the better citizens and officials of the town, and they had witnessed that the scorer had stepped out of the covers too early, and my father was innocent of his death. They came immediately, hounded the mob away, and called out the militia, who immediately set up a patrol. In the meantime, however, we were very fearful. Assessor Etter, who was a good friend of my father's, suggested that father should go away to the countryside to visit relatives. Father said he would not leave his family. The assessor said that he would then have to have father taken into protective custody by a gendarme and have him accompanied to the prison, where he could stay as a guest with Engelhard, the bailiff at the time, who was also a good friend of his, until the first excitement had subsided and people would think that it had been a measure carried out as an order of the court. The Engelhards were honest, middle-class citizens. In addition, my father had done the lady of the house several favors in the past, and so she did not miss the opportunity to take good care of him. He ate and drank with them at the table. He spent all day in the living room, just like one of the family. Our dear father stayed until after the end of the Annafest on the following Sunday, and I still recall the joy I felt when he came home at 10 o'clock that night. These 8 days seemed like so many years to us, but just as everything in life fades over time, so did this event. Barely 4 weeks later, no one cared about it except for us.